Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is March the 22nd, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 7 to 9. Acknowledge the cross of Calvary as our Ebenezer. We read in 1 Samuel chapter 7 verse 12, "Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen and called its name Ebenezer, saying, 'Thus far the Lord helped us.'" The ark of God was away for over 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord, and they longed for God's intervention. Samuel urged the Israelites to return to God with all their hearts, put away their foreign idols, prepare their hearts and serve God only, and God would deliver them from the Philistines. In response, the Israelites put away all foreign gods and decided to serve God only. They gathered in Mizpah, fasted the whole day and acknowledged their sins to God. Samuel offered a lamb as a burnt offering, as a restitution for the sins of Israel, and cried to God on their behalf. God answered the prayer of Samuel miraculously. We read in 1 Samuel chapter 7 verse 10, "But the Lord thundered with a loud thunder upon the Philistines that day, and so confused them that they were overcome before Israel." The Israelites won a great victory only because God intervened for them and fought on their behalf. The reason why God helped the Israelites to win a great victory was because they followed the pathway of repentance and were justified through the sacrifice of the innocent lamb on their behalf. This victory enabled the Israelites to subdue the Philistines in such a way that they never encroached into Israel's land, and the hand of God was against the Philistines from that point forward. Also, Israel recovered all the territory back from the Philistines that was stolen from them. This victory should remind us about our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who died on our behalf on the cross of Calvary. He thundered at Satan, "It is finished," then breaking Satan's hold on humankind forever. Just like the Philistines, Satan does not have dominion over God's children anymore. God has indeed helped us and has fought our battles against the enemy. Today, let us acknowledge the cross of Calvary as our Ebenezer. Thus far, the Lord has helped us. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. Romans chapter 8, verses 1 and 2.